As the new council works its way through its first budget process, members want to hear more from a couple of the organizations with budgets that will impact residents' pocketbooks. Timmins Council had its second budget meeting last night, March 14, and took a look at the agencies, boards and commissions, ABC, budgets that will ultimately impact the municipal levy. Overall, the six ABCs are asking for an additional $1.48 million in 2023. A 1% tax levy increase is about $750,000. That means if the ABC budgets are approved as is, the levy increase is nearly 2%. That doesn't include the proposed municipal increase, which is around 3% right now. The biggest budget impacts are from the Timmins Police and Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, CDSSAB. Leaders from those organizations are being asked to clarify the reasons for increases in their respective budgets. The proposed ABC budgets are Mattagami Region Conservation Authority, MRCA, no increase, for a total budget of $618,000. Library, a 0.5% increase, $9,838, for a total budget of $1.99 million. Timmins Economic Development Corporation 1.1%, $14,119, increase, for a total budget of $1.29 million. Porcupine Health Unit 7.7% budget, $114,197, increase for a total budget of $1.59 million. CDSSAB 4.7%, $504,073, increase for a total budget of $11.2 million. Timmins Police Services Board 4.89%, $844,404, increase for a total budget of $18.1 million. The Timmins Police Board approved its 2023 budget in December. C. Police pitch 4.89% budget increase. It includes increasing the services complement from 90 to 96 officers, transitioning to next generation 911, replacing and maintaining CCTV cameras, replacing a few vehicles and factors in the increasing fuel costs. With a shortage of officers right now, there is also work being done to recruit and retain staff. The details of what that may look like have not been made public. C. Police working on officer recruitment and retention initiative. Cown. Steve Black, who sits on the Police Services Board, said that the police are planning to use any potential savings in their budget to pay for the recruitment and retention efforts. While Cown. John Curley said the officer shortage isn't anybody's fault. He noted that it's going to be a while before the service is at full complement. Because every time we see an influx of officers coming in the front door, we see officers going out the back door, and that's life today, he said. By not being at full complement, he doesn't feel that the outlying areas of the city are being serviced at the same levels as before. As the municipal service works to get its staffing levels to full complement, he asked if Timmins Police could talk to OPP to help with the outlying areas in the interim. Black stressed that he has full confidence that the board and service will work through the issues. The board has had several special meetings over the last couple months and understands the challenges the community is facing and the presence that community wants to see throughout the city, and are working on ways to get that, he said. The other council representative on the police board is Cown. Kristen Murray. She talked about the perception that some parts of the community aren't being policed. There's just other parts of our community that are a little bit more active in terms of crime than others. So the perception might be that the police are not everywhere, when in fact there are some areas where they're a little bit more present, she said. With the police heading into strategic planning, Murray said there will also be community engagement happening soon. It is important for the public to feel as though they're confident in our police service, she said. When it comes to funding for the CDSSAB, Black has been vocal for years about his concerns around how much Timmins pays into it compared to other municipalities. He asked for clarification on what the drivers are behind the increase. Mayor Michelle Boileau said that there have been cost-sharing changes. During COVID, she said the organization also tried to minimize the impact on municipalities and now they're trying to catch up in terms of the budget. To offset the 2023 impact on municipalities, the CDSSAB is also proposing pulling over $1 million from its reserves. While the city's overall 2023 budget hasn't been approved yet, some items have been given the green light. Related. Appetite to try and reduce potential budget increase, says Mayor Timmins. Council recently gave the green light to the 2023-24 fleet plan worth $3.9 million. It's the first time a two-year plan has been approved. The 2023 water and wastewater rates have already been approved. The average five-room household will pay an extra $56 to $23 for water and $33 for wastewater. The low-income utility rebate was also increased by $50. There is no date set yet for the next budget meeting.